Okay, Chair, I have my devices rolling and the floor is yours.
Perfect, thank you. Good morning. My name is Steve Allen. I'm the chair of the Tourism Business Improvement District. This morning is Thursday, April 15th. I've got 9:03. I'm going to call the meeting to order. We are meeting via Zoom teleconference and the meeting is being recorded. We're going to start by establishing a quorum. If you're here, just let us know or raise your hand. Joan Solu. Nancy Dickinson. Hi, Nancy. Good to see you. Terry Innes. Hi, Terry. And it looks like we're still waiting for Chris Kosteka and Amish Patel. So we don't have a quorum right now?
You do. You can go ahead.
Okay. Let's all clear our very busy minds and let the sediment filter down for a moment and join me in a moment of silence. Great, thank you for that. And now please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Still have to just let my staff know that I'm okay when they see me doing that by myself in my office. Board member announcements. Do we have any announcements, board?
Chair, Chris just arrived.
Great, thank you. Good morning, Chris. Can you hear us? Well, let's give him a moment to get established. There, are there any board member announcements? I'll make one. I did see a couple emails that the state of California did just release meeting guidance. So from what I've read, it's a little bit complicated, and it appears that if you're vaccinated, you pretty much get a free pass across the board, but would be good for us to study that, you know, not only for what it means for meetings like this, but for, you know, different kind of business groups coming through the hotels. Morning, Michael. Looks like Michael's joining us.
Morning, everybody. Sorry about that.
Morning. Chris, any board member announcements?
Nope, none for me. Sorry I was late, guys.
No problem. Glad you're here. Yes, Joan?
I just want to remind everybody that SLO County has opened up the vaccination clinic to hospitality workers. So it's really important that that information not just reach the owner and the manager, but that it get filtered all the way down to the front end staff. And I'm not sure if we as a city have been on top of that. Our city is so dependent on tourism. I would love to somehow see this group come up with some flyer or something that could be posted at the time card area, letting them know what the link is to, and maybe Taylor can answer that, letting the hospitality staff know how to get online. There are specific days that are reserved for farm workers. They were getting the J&J vaccine at the time that that was being administered because of the ability to only get into that community one time. But I can tell you that there's plenty of space at the Cuesta site to get folks in. We've now that pharmacies have the shots, it's there happen to be a lot more cancellations. And so there are shots available through the county. It is very easy now to get in for your first shot and much easier to get in for your second dose than it is to get in for your first dose. I'd like to encourage somehow some type of outreach direct to the hourly level staff within our community. And that's restaurants, hotel workers, and the entire food chain when it comes to hospitality. And I don't know how you all feel, if there's, maybe Scott can answer if there's anything that we can do, or Michael or Taylor. I don't know what's been done, because I don't know at all. So
I'll just speak to that real quickly. We did send out last week, when we got the notice from SoCal for the hospitality, we did send out email to all of our partners. I believe on Thursday, then it's sent to follow up on Friday. They opened that up on Friday to all hospitality workers, so the restaurateurs, the whole segment. So we were working through sending that piece out. We're also working with the Chamber of Commerce, sending that communication out as well.
Has that been sent out in both languages?
So we utilize the pieces that SoCal sent out. So they have forms that can be printed out in both languages that will be placed in staff rooms or at where they clock in, clock out. So yeah, both languages have been sent out to the partners.
Excellent.
Yeah, we can do some kind of quick follow up. That's a good touch point for us with the lodging community. So. I can do some call arounds today to make sure that they've received that and that they're posting that to their workers.
Great. Great suggestion. Thank you, Joan. Any other board member announcements?
Sorry.
Me. Nancy's dog has an announcement. If there's no other board member announcements, any staff announcements?
Sure, yeah. We didn't have an agendized topic, but I know the board had asked that we provide updates on trash throughout the summer, I guess, until the board transitions. Council approved the additional expenditures for trash and restroom service in the waterfront and beach area at the end of last month, and we've already hired two new part-time folks. So we have the most coverage we've ever had, and we've extended it to Monday because we find Sunday evening can potentially be problematic because there's no trash pickup from the haulers. The dump is closed on Sunday, so Sundays have always been a challenge. So we've extended into Monday morning for this additional service to keep it clean going into the week for our community. And the police department has given us, the public works department there, sort of golf cart. They call it a Kubota, so it's a little bigger than a golf cart, but that allows us to bypass the backup on traffic on the weekends out to the rock, so we can be more efficient in our service deployments. And we have a gal who, a community member who picks up trash every weekend morning and Monday mornings, and she's seen a real increase in the trash pickup. And there's still litter issues, but that's really outside of our purview in terms of where we provide service. So she's seen an increase in our quality of service, which is good. So we appreciate the support from the TBID board on that.
Great. Thank you, Scott. John, you had a comment?
Yeah, Scott, who's the gal who picks up trash?
Helen Beard. She lives just above the Embarcadero. And I know Councilmember Davis is an attendee in this meeting, and he did recognize her at the council meeting this Tuesday. So she's been doing this long before COVID struck. And she's been really helpful in just providing intelligence to us about where some of the issues are. So we appreciate her.
It's pretty cool. We've seen that in several communities where, you know, there's folks that aren't comfortable going back into a gym, but they want to do something good and get outside and get some exercise. And it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very, very fortunate.
Any other staff announcements? Okay.
I don't know if this is the right time, but I just want to just give an update. I attended the SoCal Marketing Committee retreat the last 2 days. So SoCal was presenting their next annual plan and big discussion behind that. So coming out of that, we should expect to see some opportunities from SoCal in the next month as they're developing their budget on those pieces. And I've also been doing a lot of outreach to some leads that came through from SoCal on the domestic tour side, which will start has started to open up. So there are some lead possibilities coming in for the fall, winter, and then early spring next year that I've been working on. And then there's a lot of different pieces that I'm working on for the transformation and the opening of the new organization that I can report out now, but I will have a little bit more information in the coming weeks on those.
Great. Thank you, Michael. Any other staff announcements? OK, Okay, seeing none, we're going to open it up for public comment period for items not on the consent agenda. AGP, is there any public comment?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I do see a hand raised. Okay, Red, you are unmuted.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone.
Good
morning. Want to let you know that the council did approve Tuesday night a resolution of intention to reestablish the Morro Bay T-Bid district. And we fixed first public meeting April 27th to allow public testimony regarding the formation of the new T-Bid, and then a second public hearing on June 8th to propose to form the new T-Bid and to levy the proposed assessment. This was passed on agenda with no comment. I also want to speak for the entire council, because the mayor really likes it when I do that, to thank you all for your contribution of $10,000 toward trash pickup. I told the council at our meeting that this was a difficult decision for you all, using promotion money for operations, and the council truly does appreciate your decision to do that. So on behalf of the council and the mayor, thank you very much. That's all I have.
Thank you, Red. We appreciate you and appreciate the time you spend here. Any other public comment, AGP?
Thank you, Chair Allen. I do not see any raised hands left in the queue.
Super. Then we will move on to the consent agenda. Item A1 would be approval of the March 18th TBID board meeting minutes. That should be in your package. Did we all get a chance to review those?
Yes, I did. I move that we approve those meeting minutes.
I second.
So first by Joan, second by Nancy, all in favor?
Aye.
Item B, business items, review of the transient occupancy and STAR reports.
Can we see the transient occupancy report on the screen, please? Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, give me 1 second if you don't mind.
Our favorite, the transient occupancy report, right?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but that was an extremely busy March.
Mm-hmm. I have it on my screen. I can share my screen if that works.
Just 1 second. I'm just trying to size it appropriately so you can.
Okay.
Sorry about the delay. And we're doing TBID first, right? Or sorry, TOT first, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let's see.
Scott is also the IT tech for the city.
That is a scary thing. All right.
Is there anything you don't do, Scott?
Well, Steve promoted me to police chief. I think our police chief had something to say to me about that. Oh, you want to take all these calls? Yeah, sure, no problem. Okay. Can everybody see the screen? Is it legible?
Yes.
Okay. Where am I?
Yes, so here you go. This is the 2021 and then 2019-20.
Yes, I'd just like everybody to see the numbers here. So I know, you know, a lot of people are not numbers. They want graphs. But this is real. This is actual data. So this is actual solid good information about how Morro Bay is trending on the get back. And obviously we talk about this all the time. You know, there's a full month of collection after the month of business, then hoteliers and lodging partners have a full month to supply the tax dollars to the city. And then the city reports out. They have to get that information put together, and then the city reports out. So you can see that things are coming along in this. We're not exactly where we want to be. But again, having that 3 year, and if you can dip down one more year, having that 3 year, getting us back to, you know, where we were, we're starting to see that things are coming back. And I think people who are vaccinated are feeling more comfortable with travel. And you saw in February the vaccinations start to increase. And I think we're starting to see increased traffic, and we're starting to see the I hate to call it a rebound, but we're starting to see our economy rebound a little bit. I think it's going to be interesting to see in the next 6 months what happens to Morro Bay with rate as we start to open up, as we start to open up our marketing, loosening up our marketing a little bit, and remind people that we've been here waiting for them. Rate is going to be the last thing that probably comes back. And rate recovery will be really, really, really important for the lodging industry here. I know that folks think that we have a lot of hotels and vacation rentals here, but we do not have a lot of hotels, and we have a lot of small, independent 6 and 8 room and smaller hotels. We don't have any really large hotels here. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because large hotels tend to drive that from the top, and we don't have that. So we'll have to see how our smaller inns, our very nice boutique hotels, can drive that from that bottom. So I just want to make sure that as we watch recovery, we watch rate, and hopefully we'll be able to use these in the future. Whoever is on the board, the new board, will be able to use this to put real data, hard number data out there for how we're doing on our recovery. That's all I want to say about this.
That's a great point, John. And you know, I've heard the argument, like, you know, why do we need TBID? Why are we marketing now? People are coming here, but it's about rate compression. You know, our expenses are higher than ever. We're all in this together. If somebody raises the rate and there's 5 hotels down the block with lower rates, it's not going to help. So we really need the marketing to compress the demand and raise these rates.
Yeah, you can do business 2 ways. And Morro Bay for the last few years has, you can do business the easy way, or you can do business the hard way. And the hard way to do business is volume, volume, volume of customer. And it's trying to turn $1 over multiple times. You're constantly on that bicycle running, running, running. Or you can do business. So you can do business from the bottom, where you take it all off the bottom and you're never able to catch your product and keep your product, like we've seen with trash. You're never able to catch your product and keep your product presentation in that sweet spot. Or you can do business with a balance, with business from the top down, the cream, and then business from the bottom up, the coffee, right? The coffee grounds and the bottom up, and you hit that sweet spot in the middle. And we're not there. So it's going to be interesting to watch this picture come along, I think, in the next 6 to 8 months, even a year out.
You're making me want to go to Starbucks.
It was a restaurant promotion.
Scott, you have comments?
I would let Taylor speak on it if she had anything else to offer. Thanks.
Chair?
Yes.
Amish has arrived. He's by phone. So just so you know.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. On the 2021, the March numbers don't look like they're on there. I'm seeing $7,500.
Yeah, the March gets reported. It's usually 45 days after close, so we're getting closer to where we would be able to get the numbers for March.
Well, you're right. I don't know what month it is. Help me.
That's all right, sir. No, yeah, I do that every month too. I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Oh yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, but I'll just step in. You know, the February for last year, 2019-20, was, we were riding a peak. It was the best February we ever had, I think, looking back at historical data. And you know, then we had the next month was where we really started to hit the skids.
So, you know, this February was better than last February. You know, there's obviously some things playing into that, you know, more trailer park and vacation rental stuff going on. But if you look at the motel tax collected, it was pretty close to that previous peak of February of last year. So as John was saying, you started to see that rebound or whatever we want to call it. And as Steve had mentioned, March and April April so far have been really busy.
For our Morro Bay properties, March was the best March we've ever seen.
I think we were close. I think we're back to normal, which is nice.
Okay. Taylor, do you have anything else on TOT you wanted to outline? Sorry to jump in on that.
No, that's okay. I think you guys kind of touched on all of the spots that I was gonna touch on, so I don't have anything else.
Any other questions, comments on the TOT report?
I'd love to get some data from you and also from this is going to be a part of my next kind of round of outreach, just seeing what the booking cycle is looking for summer right now. And then as we're looking into what fall is looking like, I feel like a lot of this compression was happening within 30 days. We also have a kind of a spring break that started early and ended earlier this year, so it'll be interesting to see how April eventually pans out. Looking at the last couple of years of data, Easter was kind of in the middle of the month. And then how this compression, because majority of this with the research that we're getting from SoCal and from Destination Analytics is 98% of it's all drive market California. And when travel really starts opening up, what does that mean for San Luis Obispo County and for us when those that were traveling from the LA, San Francisco, Central Valley, really the two feeder markets, north and south, when they are going to the places that they would typically go to, or they're going to start flying? That's going to be the big question for this summer on where everybody ends up going. Do we continue strong domestically in California, or are we going to start seeing them kind of expand their reach outside of California? Leaving us with not a hole, but something to kind of contemplate leading in the next couple months.
Michael, Congressman Panetta sponsored a bill to kickstart the California tourism industry again, where if it passes, business travel would be more of a write-off, restaurants, entertainment, etc. So I think all these things are just going to help.
And Michael, from a crunching the numbers, it's going to be, at least from our programs, very difficult to tell, to do any type of comparisons, because we're starting from zero. So if we go back a month ago and you looked at July, August, there was literally zero on the book, next to zero. So now when people call in, obviously there's availability and we're able to book them. I can't compare that to where we would already have been at 70% occupancy in July at this time. So it's going to be really hard to know, to run any type of comparisons, at least through our marketing. Maybe SoCal has a more sophisticated way to see influx of calls, comparisons, or something of that nature. But I have a hard time doing an apples for apples analysis at all.
Yeah, I've got a meeting with Arrival, who SoCal contracts for all the Arrival data. Early next week, I believe on Monday. So we're going to dive a little bit further into what type of data that we can utilize for that. And that'll kind of lead into some of the marketing pieces that we'll be doing as well.
Michael, we are, I think it's going to be a very busy summer, but we are getting calls from guests asking about these shoulder season events that historically have happened in Morro Bay. You know, if we can, dig down as to what the city or the state or the county will allow, and see if TBID can get behind some type of event for the off season. I think now would be the time to start planning for that.
Yeah. Go for it, Scott.
I was just going to say we're on the same page, Chair Allen. We're trying to figure out what that declaration the governor made a couple weeks ago, where he declared victory and said June 15th, we're going to get out of the blueprint for safer reopening. What that actually means for events, and what thresholds would need to be met, et cetera. If vaccine cards would need to be
demonstrated, et cetera. There's a lot of moving pieces. So, and we have a few event vendors who are kind of poking around the edges and trying to understand what our, you know, what our position will be. So we're all sort of hoping we get some guidance from the state very soon on that.
Great. Okay, any other comments on the TOT report? Do we need a motion on this, Tether?
This is a receive and file, but we do need to ask for some public comment.
Got it.
Do we have it as a business item?
Thank you. AGP, any public comment?
Thank you, Chair Allen. I do not see any raised hands in the queue.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve, if I can say one more thing about that, it appears to me until we have clarification on events that our marketing idea should still be geared towards the open space, you know, peace and quiet, you know, bike rides, hikes, walks, kayaks, you know, those type of things that don't require large scale groups of people is what our focus might want to be until we feel comfortable promoting large scale events.
And just reminding the consumer about Morro Bay, right? I mean, every other municipality seems to be doing that from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara up the coast. So,
right.
Michael, would that be middle marketing? Are they, what exactly are they doing at this point?
Yeah, we've got that as a kind of an update item since on the last meeting that we had the vote. We're working through with them on AdWords that we'll share. I think it's item 1A or 1A2. Yeah, so we're working with them. I'll be honest, they're been a little less responsive than I would have liked at the moment. But yeah, we are opening up some SEM and looking into some social marketing as well, targeting the being able to target those that can travel right now and willing to travel. And then the keywords will go into, much like Chris mentioned, where, you know, open spaces, rural destination, that type of feel to it, so that they know that there's, you know, less crowds, that they're able to come to a place and really enjoy the outdoors. We've got a couple other projects in the mix. We're doing Google My Place. Outreach with our partners through SloCal with their Google listing, so that they're, now that they're open, there's a lot of confusion. Got internet. Am I back on? So we're working with all of our local partners, make sure that their Google My Places are updated. We're updating new pictures for outdoor spaces that were called out in that. And then we'll be, as I mentioned, working with Arrivalist to get some data on who to really target coming out of that.
Okay, great. Anything else on the TOT report? Okay, moving on to item B2, update on the TBID conversion process and consideration of proposal for transition support services. Is that you, Michael?
I think that's me. Just a quick update on that. So we've, as Red mentioned, we have the resolution of intent that has gone forward. Just a quick update for everybody. We've reached over 70% support from the lodging group on that. And so we've got a great number of support leading behind that. We've closed most of the hotels. I've got a couple of smaller properties that I'm kind of closing the gap on just to make sure that they're within the reason of that. A couple other pieces, as I mentioned earlier, I've worked through the leads coming from SloCal. So starting our fall sales efforts with the domestic tour travels. And then on the operational side of things, been talking to an HR company, been talking to an accounting company to get those pieces in place. So once we have our bank account, we can get those. I've started working on our RFP for marketing agency. And then in the next 2 weeks, I'll have a timeline on what those pieces look like and what we can accomplish before the close of this organization and the start of the next organization. I've also received a proposal from Carraggio Group for a strategic plan that we'll kind of have a deeper conversation in the next month on what that looks like and the timing for that for the advisory board. What that looks like at a quick picture will be interviews with 12 to 17 tour hospitality or tour tour companies within the area. Of course, our advisory board and board of directors will be on the top of that list, and it will go through a three-step cycle of interviews, distilling down what we're looking for in the next 3 years to accomplish, and then really lining out goals and initiatives for this organization to accomplish on behalf of the advisory board and the board. And what that looks like for us for the next 3 years. So I'm putting a lot of pieces together right now and getting those so we can hopefully launch as many of those starting on July 1st.
70%, great job on that. Do you anticipate any conflict friction at these two public hearings, April and June?
I'm not hearing anything direct at the moment. I'm working with a couple of the short-term vacation rental properties just to get a better picture on what their interest in this process is. But right now, I do not feel or see any true opposition to what we're hoping to accomplish in the next month.
Great, wonderful.
Yeah.
Any questions, comments for Michael?
No, but what a great overview of where we're at. I mean, it even covered the strategic process of moving over and establishing, you know, the business side of this. So I appreciate all your work. I'm sure the whole entire board does for doing that. And 70% at this point, I think, is a really high number. It's terrific. So thanks for all the outreach and continue on.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
And I'm guessing, Michael, that last 30% might be from some larger properties that are just harder to communicate with.
Yeah, it's a number of the smaller properties that have I was able to close in Morro Bay early this week. There are smaller properties that have owner-managers, managers, but I'm having trouble getting to those that are outside of the area to really have a deep conversation. I'm emailing pretty much every other day and calling and following up with those at this point. And it's not an what are mind with during the petition process, that the petition is if they don't sign the petition, that isn't a no. A lot of the times you don't get a chance to get in front or get a signature on the petition. The petition is an agreement to the process, but no petition doesn't mean that they're against the process. It's just there's avenues trying to get to those decision makers to make sure that they understand what we're doing.
Great job on that, Michael. There's Thank no other questions. AGP, any public comments before we accept the update?
Thank you, Chair Allen. I do not see any raised hands in the queue.
Okay. Moving on to item B3, update search engine marketing strategy and social influencer.
Yeah, I'm going to give a quick update on this. We spoke about this a couple moments ago, so we are working with Mental Marketing on these pieces. I am also working with SimpleView as well. They also offer SEO product for our website. Since they run our website, we could look at a contract with them. I don't know if we do that before the start of the year. We can utilize Mental Marketing at the moment. On the influencer side of things, I'm not totally sold on exactly the right now. We're looking into the influencers that Mental Marketing has proposed to us. SoCal is now relaunching their influencer program, so I'm working closely with them to see who that they've got coming through the funnel through their PR agency, Turner. And so kind of working two angles on the influencer. I would like to have an influencer in next month and then in June to really give that social feel on showing how open Morro Bay is and that the ability to get around without crowds in the area, and also hopefully showcase a couple of our hiking trails and the ability to get out and kayak or use the electric boats or all of those pieces, or rent an electric bike and go up and down and get outside. So we're working on a couple of those pieces. Taylor does have an update on some of the keywords, Google words that we're working in, the phrases that she'll just give a quick update on those, and like your insight on that.
Yeah, I can actually share my screen if that's okay, just to show the Google AdWords that Mental has proposed. Are you guys able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. So these are just some of the Google AdWords and then also some descriptions for their promotions. They did come with us forward with a few ideas originally, and we asked them to also implement some more AdWords focused on kind of open space and outdoors. So these are the ones that they've been going with so far.
And we added a couple of these. Destination Analytics did a pretty good presentation on what the consumer is looking for, and the major call-outs in the next 3 to 6 months was open spaces, was rural areas, seaside destinations mixed in with mountain destinations. Obviously, we fit on that seaside. And so we did come back to them with the ample open spaces, off the beaten path, call-outs for them to add into these Google words. And just making sure that we're highlighting the beachside destination, because that's what most of Destination Analytics said everybody's looking to do. So we've got a lot of opportunity there.
What do you think, John? You approve?
Unmute. Yeah, I mean, this is a follow-up on all the words that we were using last year. This is such a short-lived campaign for us, and it's going to be interesting to see what influencer we can get in and how we can tie all this together. So, and it depends on the responsiveness that Michael and Taylor get from everyone, our whole team that we're working with. So, we have to move forward with something. So let's get ourselves out there. Driving in, everybody, like Michael said, 98% of the people are coming from within California right now. Isn't that what you said? And if that's who we're marketing to, put your life back on. Everybody in California wants to go to some coast, whether it's a lake coast or the California coast. So these fall right in, don't you think?
Hey, Michael, are there any social influencers that are more middle-aged that... Because it seems like the ones we're reviewing seem quite young, which is good, but maybe we do have somebody a little more.
Yeah, I'm in the research process for that as well. And also, I think, you run into a little bit in that age range on utilizing social media to that style. I have asked Turner at SoCal to look into kind of that middle age boomer as well, to see if there are influencers that can really reach who has that audience, because that's who I think is really a big opportunity right now. Those that have been vaccinated, that are retired, that are willing and have been, honestly, like my parents, quarantined for 8 months, they're ready to go right now. And I think they're ready to spend a lot of time, not just weekend trips, but those are the travelers that can come Monday through Thursday, spend 3 nights and really enjoy a destination. And so that's where I'm hunting for right now on that influencer category.
Exactly. Common theme we're hearing is we've got our vaccinations, we're ready to go. You nailed that. We're hearing that a lot from our guests that are right now. So let's try to get in front of them so they choose more away.
Yeah. And then, go for it, John.
I agree with Chris about trying to get a little bit more diversity in terms of age and everything in our social media pool. But these are good. I don't know if we've done this in a while, because again, I just haven't seen it. But if Morro Bay, if we've done any type of blast that might meet the folks who we have their email addresses, Taylor might know. We have their email addresses, if we've done any kind of marketing, direct marketing to the people that we have in our database, because to answer that for Chris, I think we have a lot of folks in that database that have come on from our website, and that tends to be a little bit much more mature demographic using that type of marketing than the influencer marketing.
Yeah, we haven't been utilizing when I came on board, we weren't utilizing our email campaigns. I think that was put on hold because we didn't really have content for that. So we are going to start launching our monthly and start doing blasts to our to those that we have the emails. And so we'll be launching our newsletter again this month.
Okay.
Yep.
And Michael, we used to get periodic, you know, updates from middle marketing. They would come to the meetings and give us updates. Is it appropriate going forward to expect that in the future?
Yeah. So they haven't really been, in my talks with them and with Taylor, they haven't really been doing, just not on their own accord. It's because of how the plan was coming. They weren't doing much, so there wasn't much to report on. So yes, now that we're launching these, this work with them, we'll start getting reporting back from them, and we'll have biweekly updates from them as well. And so I'll forward those off to you guys, and then we'll have updates from them as well. Yes.
Okay, great. Any other questions, comments from the board?
You know, Michael, this is Nancy. We haven't met. Hi. You know, at some point, it would be nice, I think, for this group, especially with the transition, to kind of understand a little bit how the sausage is made with SEO keywords. I'm wondering whether you've put together an SEO cartography and really put together an SEO map that shows the mapping of keywords to engagement. And then also so that will help us to understand, okay, here's the keyword and the strategy for this current situation, and then how is our content strategy going to really change as we return to normal? And it will really help us to understand why we're going to transition to certain keywords. So this might be a good time, because we have a little inflection point coming here, to really, you know, to help us understand your process a little bit better, and to give some input now, and then also into helping to make sure that the content strategy is going to meet with our needs later in the year.
Yeah, and something I'm working on currently the last 3.5 weeks was the outreach blitz to get us to the resolution of intent for this week. So now I'm shifting my focus into really diving into the marketing with Taylor. Taylor's been a great job, but let me work on that for you and get something back to you.
Yeah,
and
this would be either in this meeting, or maybe this is something more operational that gets taken care of in another meeting. But it's just something that I think where it's a great opportunity for the for the board to start to get involved in content strategy issues that lead to SEO cartographies that will really help, you know, with the longevity of messaging.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let me, we'll work on that, and I'll get that put out to you guys.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Nancy. Terry, Amish, you guys have been kind of quiet. Any thoughts on this, Terry?
Just in the description words, I think it would be nice to also incorporate the fact that we are unique and that we have the small Embarcadero area. So deep sea fishing, yachting, that kind of idea. And also our proximity to wineries. Both of which are going to help vacation rentals. You know, people can spend the day going out to wineries and coming back in, that kind of thing. And like I said, the deep sea fishing too. I know that there's a market for people who love to travel around and do that sport as well.
Great. Thanks, Terry. And Mish, any thoughts? Yes, we can hear you. Any thoughts, Amish?
I don't know how to unmute.
Oh.
Amish, if you want to press *6, that will unmute, but I've already done that for you, so you should be able to actually speak, and you're free to talk.
We can, yes.
Sorry, my connection. Right now.
Denny, if you can, we can hear you. It's a poor connection. Okay, well, we'll keep moving on here. I think there's a bad connection there, Amish. So is it worth, Michael, is there any kind of responsible marketing, you know, come to Morro Bay, but social distance and don't throw a huge party and destroy the city and just try and get a better kind of caliber of guests? Is that at all possible?
Yeah, we can do that. And when we're doing our news blast, we can just remind people that still mask and social distancing is what's required. right? And these are the type of pieces, just so that we can continue with the public awareness campaign that we're not out of the woods yet, but we are able to be next to the sea and enjoy life. So that's kind of my thought process. So as we're marketing, it's not come full go, but just a healthy reminder on that we still need to be responsible with our travel and be responsible with everybody else around us, because the last thing we want is guests to come find Morro Bay for the first time and then not necessarily have the greatest experience, because we are getting an opportunity right now with Californians that I don't think typically we would have. And so we want to deliver the best possible experience for them so that they go back and tell their friends when they're traveling someplace else, they need to tell their friends to come to Morro Bay and enjoy Morro Bay because of the time that they had. So yeah, we'll continue with the responsibility marketing pieces.
Perfect, thank you. Joan, you had a thought?
Yeah, I just wanted to back up something that Terry said. We have moved away from, in a sense, promoting our commercial fishing. And right now, their salmon is on the bite right outside the rock. And it's not only about promoting the commercial fishing, but I think all the hoteliers and the vacation rental owner here can probably attest that you've seen your guests go up to one of the fish markets and drive away from Morro Bay with a cooler full of fresh fish, which is good tax revenue for the city, good revenue for the harbor department. And also it is something real time. It is a Morro Bay export product that they take back to their community and brag about. I got 50 fresh oysters in Morro Bay that we're going to grill tonight. Come over and enjoy them with me, and we'll tell you all about our trip to Morro Bay. I mean, these are big time. Those exports going home are big time marketing opportunities for us. So, Terry, thanks for touching on that. And I totally agree with what, you know, getting a map for our SEO and to take us down the line in the future to know how to step from all of the COVID touch point words that we have to use to getting out there and back to our good old fashioned touch point spin that will get us, you know, further along way after this. So yeah, anything. And also we didn't touch on the sea otters. We need to give folks draws to come here that they can take home that experience and talk about. So if they're just coming here to, you know, and they are not aware of our Embarcadero, which they call downtown, by the way, when you look at TripAdvisor and booking.com, they say, oh, I spent 2 hours downtown on the waterfront. They think that's downtown. So let's remember that for somebody in LA, our whole little town there, that 5-block area of the Embarcadero and downtown is all part of downtown. So capturing that experience and letting them know that they're gonna have that small, like we only have one streetlight in town. We have free parking everywhere in town. And so these, you know, those are, I don't know how to capture those in the words, but that's for Michael. He's smarter, yeah. You know, so there you go.
Yep, I've got these, and also we are doing some content development right now as well. So we'll be shooting some pictures, and also with that Google My Places, they're going to be coming out and developing some video for us as well of the downtown area of the Embarcadero area, and then also be able to do some hiking and showing our open spaces as well. We should be finishing that process late May, early June right now. And so we're working through the Google My Places. So we are in some content development moments right now that have been included through a SloCal on that Google My Place. So we will be adding those pieces to that list of content development.
I guess what I was trying to say is we have to look for things that they can do live.
Yeah.
Because we've been focused so much on virtual that we need to look for the things in Morro Bay that they can do live. And then they get excited about that and take it back. Something longer than just one day, right? So we can get Chris's demographic in.
Yeah, I agree, Joan. I would say things that to get that longer stay, you know, a day of fishing, a day of wineries, a day of restaurants, a day, you know, they need more than a weekend to be in Morro Bay. And what makes Morro Bay unique? Why come to Morro Bay than any other California beach town? Why are we different? What do we have to offer that's different? It'd be nice to kind of target those areas.
Maybe Michael, if the TBID could compile a list of things that are open, you know, and available for the guests to do when they come here.
That is what we're working on. That's a lot of what that Google My Place is. They've sent us the list of all of the, it is a relatively heavy lift, but I think we've got time to be able to do it. Taylor is leading that project, but with that Google My Places, they are scheduling office hours for, we're utilizing the chamber as well. We're sending this out to all of the tour companies, lodging companies, so that they can actually schedule time to go through their Google My Place, update their photos. We will help if need be on that. And also making sure that we have enough representation when anybody's searching for things to do is the biggest portion in Morro Bay, that they know that the hours are correct, the phone's correct, they're able to get to the website. And those type of pieces will help the consumer find those faster and easier and be able to spend more time here ultimately when that's completed.
Good report, thank you. Any other comments, board? Okay, AGP, do we have any public comment?
Thank you, Chair Allen. I do not see any raised hands in the queue.
Okay, then we will receive the marketing update. Next would be declaration of future agenda items. Does anyone have anything they'd like to speak about at future meetings? Joan?
I think the only thing we wanted to see was if we could get back with the event coordinators and see what's planned for the fiscal year of 21-22. I know the avocado, okay, so there's no car show. There's going to be no avocado margarita festival, or it's going to look significantly different. It's not going to be the 5,000 person event that we know. Harbor Festival, I've heard is a no, but we need that confirmed. So the next big event then would be the Bird Festival, right? In February, and then we would go to the kite show. So have we moved, you know, we need to remind people now as we open back up, oh, by the way, come back in the future for these things too. So the sooner we can touch base on those things that might occur in 2022, I think the further ahead we can get. So maybe somebody to do some real significant outreach to the, I know Scott, you mentioned that they were touching base with you to see what it might look like, but maybe we can just get a list going and some check boxes of likelihood, unlikely.
That's weird. just so you know, I'm in touch with the Bird Festival and that's being planned. And it's always Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. So that's being planned. But it'd be great to get someone from the board to come and give us an update.
Joan, why no car show? That seems like they should be able to come up with a hybrid model. I mean, that's kind of the epitome of social distancing.
Right, but it's the first weekend of May.
So
it's done this year.
Right.
So now we're talking about 2022, right?
Right.
And so then you look at, okay, the Kite Festival is in April. So that's obviously done this year. So now we're looking at 2022. These events, you know, that kind of lift does take a full year to plan and, you know, get all of your puzzle pieces, since we just sponsored a puzzle, get all of your puzzle pieces together to make sure that the event is safe and successful.
Right.
And it's a big undertaking.
Right.
So what is Art in the Park going to happen? 4th of July weekend? This 4th of July weekend? Or how about Memorial Day or Labor Day weekend?
Right. Yeah. So to answer your question, we are in touch with people as they reach out to us. I mean, we have to be reminded that recreation handles a lot of those things, and they had their department gutted last year. So we are operating still down significantly. We're trying to rebuild recreation as we speak. So as we get those requests or those discussions, we're trying to field those. Another important note is that the events industry was completely destroyed and gutted as well. So you had a lot of people seeking employment in other industries. So building back the event space is going to be challenging. So we certainly can reach out to them, but I think they're also in what do we do mode as well. So as we have time, or if the tourist team wants to take that on and reach out to people, that could be helpful.
I'm still of the belief that those weekend events, be it Martin Luther King weekend and Memorial weekend and 4th of July, in my opinion, those are nothing more than just photo ops to provide nice video and pictures of activities and fun things to do in Morro Bay that can be circulated around and taken back to friends. But my understanding is most hotels are already sold out on those weekends anyway.
Well, I would suggest that we don't get into an actual agenda discussion right now, but these are good topic points probably for a future agenda item. But we can do that touch point with those who are still operating. Some of these events may have gone away entirely. So, but thanks for that, and we can bring that back for a future agenda item.
So maybe a better way to put that, Scott and Chris, is just an emphasis on the shoulder season, November, December, January events, right?
Right.
Anything we can resurrect?
Yeah, I think there's a big discussion to be had when the new board is seated around events, and this is a common discussion with the other TBIDs and with Visit SoCal. So we'll make sure to have a hearty discussion with the team.
Agreed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other future agenda items? Okay, well, if there's nothing else, it was 1 hour exactly, folks. So 10 a.m., I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you all. And do we have a date set for next meeting?
Yes, May 20th.
May 20th.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.